Our guest in the cafe this morning is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felt. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You won any national awards lately?
Not this week. I wish.
Wow. But no. Of course, last time Sharon was here, we talked about her major award, national award for her children's book, The Scary Hair of Sarah O'Shea. Have you picked up the actual plaque or trophy or what?
I got a certificate and it is being framed, yes.
I bet.
So excited.
Very good. Well, that was exciting news. A couple of events coming up I wanted to talk with you about. And, of course, we've talked before about Colleen Hoover, who lives, I don't know if she lives in Sulphur Springs, but lives in Hopkins County. And then she is an A&M Commerce alumna, I guess. And, of course, she has become a New York Times best-selling author several times over.
Right.
And has a new book coming out. In fact, I think it already is out, called Without Merit. And she's going to be doing a book signing in Sulphur Springs.
She is. The Bookworm Box is her little store, and all of the proceeds from her book signings and books that are donated by authors, they have to be signed and they're donated, and then she sells them and all the money goes to charity. And so she has pretty frequent book signings for herself, but she also often offers book signings for other authors, local and international as well. Mm-hmm. And on the 28th of October at the Bookworm Box on Main Street in Sulphur Springs, she is going to be doing a book signing for her new book.
That's this Saturday, October 28th.
And she is really excited about it. And she has been so gracious as to offer a book signing to some of other authors.
Well, I want to come to that here in a moment, but her book Without Merit now is already out. So the event that you're referring to that Colleen is hosting a little bit later on has to do with the Silver Leos?
Yes, she
and,
has.
And the Silver Leos, I should say, is the writing group organized here at A&M Commerce.
Right. It was begun with Dr. Fred Tarpley.
Yeah.
And it's grown and still going strong, and a lot of the authors that have been published have been invited by Colleen to do a book signing, a multiple author book signing with every genre imaginable, from flower books to children's books to cowboy books to all novels and memoirs. And that will be on Saturday, November the 18th from 1 to 4. And she's hosting that for us, just specifically for the Silver Leos. Mm. So we're excited.
Yeah. And do you know, I suppose you will be one of those authors.
I'm very fortunate to be included among that very illustrious group.
I would expect so, and that'll be quite an event. So that is Saturday, November 18th at the Bookworm Box, the Silver Leos having a book signing and hosted by Colleen Hoover, the New York Times best-selling author. That the Bookworm Box is in very lovely and, of course, charming downtown Sulphur Springs. So we have a few minutes left, and you've been reading some novels as usual, and one that has caught your attention and captured your heart lately is called The Bells by Richard Harwell.
It is. It was a lovely book. It's set in the Swiss Alps in the 1800s, and it was actually based on a real bell and a real abbey that unfortunately was destroyed by Napoleon, but was rebuilt by the latest abbot that took it over, and it now is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's the Abbey of St. Gall. It's in the Swiss Alps. But it's based on the bell that was in the bell tower, and the story is about a young man who was born to a deaf mom that was the illegitimate daughter of the abbey, the abbot there. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I loved so much about this particular book is that it references so many beautiful tenor selections that are operatic, and I just had to go on YouTube and listen to them. It was just so amazing, and it was like just being in part of heaven when I was listening to them. They're, of course, sung by some of the world-famous tenors, and it was just something new to me, but it was just beautiful.
So this novel turned out to be a musical experience for you.
It did,
as well as a literary experience.
It was, and one of my friends read it, and she said it's got a lot of verbiage in it, and it does. The descriptions are very accurate, but they're also very moving emotionally, and I love lots of verbiage. And his his wording is so lyrical to me, and maybe it's because it references so many of the beautiful musical things, but I really enjoyed the book and I heartily recommend it.
It's The Bells by Richard Harwell. Well, Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felt, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.